And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. And on today's show, I'm going to quote somebody that I respected a lot when I was a kid growing up. Now, this guy was blind, but he was an outstanding singer. He was an outstanding musician. He was an outstanding human being, from what I can tell. Now, I'm sure he had, you know, situations in his life that affected him and caused him to get bitter and angry, like, you know, the rest of us go through. But overall, my opinion of this guy is pretty solid. It really is. Now, who am I talking about? I'm talking about the great Ray Charles. Now, some of you have never heard of Ray Charles, and I'm not doing this radio show on Ray Charles. But one of the songs that Ray Charles sang, and for those of you that know Ray Charles, and even if you don't know that Ray Charles sang this song, when I tell you the name of this song, it's probably going to stick in your mind for the rest of the day, and you'll have me to thank for that. Yeah, yeah, I'm being a little snotty right now, but here's the name of the song, Georgia on My Mind. Yeah, yeah, and you guys, it's flashing in your mind right now. You're thinking, Georgia, Georgia. Now you know I don't sing, right? And I certainly can't imitate the great Ray Charles. But that song is about a state called Georgia. And it's kind of a love song. I think it's kind of a love song, but it could be something else. But why am I talking about a song when I should be talking about real estate investing? Well, here's why. We're going to talk about Georgia today. As a matter of fact, I'm going to take you to the great state of Georgia. I'm going to take you to the great city of Atlanta. And more importantly, I'm going to take you out to the suburbs. I'm going to take you to a place called Jonesboro, Georgia. And I'm going to take you to a place called Lithonia, Georgia. And why am I going to take you there? I mean, these are two little townships that you probably never heard of. As a matter of fact, let me give you some demographic information. These are effectively smaller towns. There are smaller towns that are outside of the greater Atlanta market. One of them has a population of about, less than 2,000. One of them has a population of around 6,000. So why would I bring up small towns on a real estate investing radio show, especially when I've put Georgia and Atlanta into your mind and I've got Ray Charles singing to you right now? Here's why. It's where the money's at. You heard me correctly. It's where the money's at. Now, why do I bring that up? Because as a real estate investor, you have to invest in markets that are going to make you money. If the market is not positioned to make you money, you should not invest in that market, or you should exit the market if you're invested in it. Does that make sense? Okay, I mean, that's kind of like basic fundamental personal finance 101, personal investing 101. Does that make sense? Okay, here's why I'm bringing this up. In Jonesboro, Georgia, there is a property that, when all fixed up, is worth $208,000. You can buy it for $130,000. It's about 63 cents on the dollar. You can drop about $29,000 of rehab into it, another $10,000 in closing and holding costs, and you're going to wind up with a great asset that, first of all, is only going to cost you less than $28,000 out of pocket, but you're going to capture an additional almost $39,000 of equity. That's a return on capital gain of about 140%. Now, how did I get that number? I took the almost $39,000 of additional equity that we're going to get in this property, and I divided it by the almost $28,000 of cash that we actually put into the deal. That's how I got to that great return number. The other thing that I noticed about this property is it's cash flowing $225 per month. When you annualize that number, that's an income of $2,700 per year. $2,700 additional income in your household just by investing almost $28,000. What's the cash on cash return on this property? 9.75%. Yeah, approximately 9.75%. Probably better than what you're getting in your savings account. And I'm not even going to talk about the stock market. All right, let me move on to Lithonia, because there's a property over there that, when all fixed up, is worth $289,000. Now, this one's going to cost you more money to buy. It's available for $195,000. That represents about a 68 cent on the dollar purchase price. Now, rehab on this particular property is about $48,000. Closing and holding costs, about $10,000. And when you put $29,500 of your own money into this asset, you will capture an additional equity of $36,000. Now, the return on capital gains for this property turns out to be 122%. It's a little bit less than the property in Jonesboro. But this particular property is positioned to provide you more cash flow. The cash flow projection on this particular property is $359. When you annualize that, you're getting $4,308 per year, which represents a 14.6% cash on cash return. So we've got two properties here outside of Atlanta that meet all of my buying criteria. It totally meets all of my buying criteria. So that's part of the reason I'm talking to you about these properties, is because these properties are positioned to make you a lot of money. All right. Now, on the surface, they both sound like really good deals, right? I mean, let's get back into the numbers on these deals. First of all, one of them is positioned to return about 140% on capital gains. The other one, 122%. So the property in Jonesboro does a little bit better as far as giving you a better equity capture out of the gate. But when we look at the equity capture numbers, the property in Jonesboro is producing almost $39,000 of additional equity, but that property in Lithonia is producing almost $36,000 in additional equity. So they're kind of close. They are kind of close. We're talking about a difference of about $3,000. Now, that's important. And here's why that's important. Because we're locking in those equity capture numbers when we buy the property. There's no other time during the lifespan of this property that we get the opportunity to lock in equity capture numbers. We buy property and we lock those numbers in when we consummate the deal. Does that make sense? So that number really doesn't change, nor does it do anything for us until we transact the property or we go for a cash out refinance and we start pulling equity out of the property. Does that make sense? Okay. So what I want to do is I want to talk about the cash flow number, because there is a difference in the cash flow numbers. You probably heard it when I was talking about these two properties earlier in the show. The property in Jonesboro is $225 per month. The property in Lithonia is $359 per month. That's a fairly big difference. One is returning almost 10% cash on cash return. The other one is returning a 14.6% cash on cash return. Now, when it comes to the cash out of pocket, the amount of money that you're reaching into your pocket and putting into the deal, what I want to point out is that the cash out of pocket for the Jonesboro property, the one that's producing $225 worth of cash flow, is about $28,000 cash out of pocket. My number actually is $27,750. For the Lithonia property that's producing $359 worth of cash flow, the cash out of pocket's a little bit higher, but it's only about $1,750 higher, because the cash out of pocket is $29,500 on that particular asset. So what does that mean? It means that the property in Lithonia is actually positioned better for your investing strategy, because the one thing that it does better than the property in Jonesboro is it produces a better cash flow. Does that make sense? So on the surface, just analyzing the numbers, I like the property in Lithonia better than the property in Jonesboro. And I haven't even told you anything about the properties. Haven't told you anything about the properties. All we've done this entire show is we have talked about the numbers. That's it. Numbers and location. That's it. Haven't given you any demographic information on the properties. Do you want it? Do you want to hear it? Okay, I'll give it to you for those that want it. The property in Lithonia It was built in 1910, so it's 115 years old. It's a three-bedroom, three-bath. Yeah, you heard me correctly. Three-bedroom, three-bath. See, back in 1910, they built properties a little bit different than they do in 2025. Square footage on that property is 1,910 square feet. Now, when we compare that to the property in Jonesboro, we're looking at a three-bedroom, one-bath, 1970s build, so 60 years newer, with, now get this, 1,970 square feet. So size-wise, they're comparable. Bedroom-wise, they're comparable. Bathroom-wise, they're not. The property in Lithonia actually has two more bathrooms. And year built, the property in Jonesboro is a little bit newer. Well, it's about half the age of the property in Lithonia. But man, I keep honing in on the numbers. I keep honing in on the numbers. And here's why I keep honing in on the numbers. That demographic information that I just gave you just gave me some information essentially that helps me understand what the rehab cost might be and why the rehab on the property in Lithonia is higher than the rehab cost on the property in Jonesboro. The rehab in Lithonia is going to be $48,000 compared to about $29,000 in Jonesboro. So it's going to cost more money to fix the problems in Lithonia, which makes sense because the property is twice as old. So it's probably going to have more problems. That's just what we know as Lifestyles Unlimited member. So what am I getting at? I'm getting at, and I keep going back to this cash flow. And here's why I keep going back to the cash flow. The cash flow is the superior feature in this analysis. Everything to me is pretty much apples to apples. Okay, the rehab costs are a little bit different. The after repair values are a little bit different. The purchase price is a little bit different, but they're essentially scale. But that cash flow, much better in the Lithonia, Georgia property. So how does that affect our bottom line? Well, as most of you that listen to this radio show know, we make money in real estate in the single family space, and that's what I'm talking about. So I'm talking about single family assets. We make money five different ways. Now, I've disclosed two of those ways to you so far on this radio show. I've talked about the cash flow, and I've talked about the equity capture. What I haven't talked about is the appreciation, which is probably going to be, I'm going to estimate about 3.5% per year. So property is going to go up a little bit higher for the property in Lithonia because the value of the property starts a little bit higher. What about principal pay down? Well, principal pay down is a feature that occurs when you're making a mortgage payment. You're paying an interest payment and you're also reducing the principal that you owe on the property, thus increasing your equity in the deal. Now, the principal pay down is going to be a little bit higher in the Lithonia property because all the other numbers are a little bit higher in the Lithonia property. So you can expect your mortgage payment to be higher also. But that also translates into a higher principal pay down every month when you make that mortgage payment. So one of the things that I like to look at is I like to look at net total return. What does that mean, net total return? It means what I do is I take a look at how much money this property would make me if I decided to sell the property after owning it for a year and a day. Now, there's a reason why I want to hold it for a year and a day. Capital gains rates change based on ownership of real estate property at the one-year mark. Anything that you own for 1 year or less is taxed at a different rate than anything that you own for 1 year and 1 day. The stuff that you own for 1 year and 1 day has a more favorable tax rate than the stuff that you own in the short term. So I want to see what this property can do for me when the dust settles. Tell you what, we're going to break. I'm going to leave you in suspense because what I've got to tell you is more than just a number. It's a return rate. Stick around.
Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show returns in a moment. Got questions? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com.
The Lifestyles Unlimited team of real estate investing mentors and educators want to meet you. Learn to retire in 5 years or less. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for just $297. Lifestyles Unlimited.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the second half of the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. I'll tell you what, And I have a blast with my producer Rick during the commercial breaks. Now, when I have a guest on, I'm usually talking to them, and Rick just kind of sits on the sidelines. But when I don't have a guest on, Rick and I, we just kind of go toe to toe, and it's like a competition to see who can make the other one laugh first. And then once you make the other one laugh, it's almost a competition for how long can you keep the laughter going. So what am I getting at? What I want to share with you is that I'm not alone doing this. I've got a team of people helping me, just like you need to have a team of people helping you when you become a real estate investor. Now, I'm not going to get into the team concept on today's show. If you want to get into the team concept, I mean, if your mind is like, dude, I want to talk about the team concept, you've just sparked something in my mind that I need information on, go to lifestylesunlimited.com or go to wherever you get your podcasts from. And if you're not subscribed to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show from wherever you get your podcast from, just subscribe. In either case, you're going to look up past shows. And what you're going to find is that we have shows that talk about that exact topic. So if you're looking for information on that exact topic, just go to lifestylesunlimited.com or wherever you get your podcast. Scroll through the information until you find the show you're looking for. Because there's shows on other topics too. Oh yeah, we cover a lot of stuff. But on this show, what we're talking about are two assets that are located in Georgia that are not next to each other. They're outside of the greater Atlanta market in areas where Lifestyles Unlimited members are investing money. That's part of the reason that I'm bringing this stuff up. And what we're analyzing is we're analyzing two particular properties to try and determine which property does better. And as we went to the commercial break, I was telling you that one of the things that I like to do is I like to look at the five different ways that we make money in real estate. And then I do a calculation for those five different ways that we make money in real estate. And then I add up all the gains and I combine it together. And then I say, if I held the property for 1 year and a day, what would my net total return be? And this is before taxes, okay? Before taxes. So on the property that is located in Jonesboro, that particular property cost us about $27,750 cash out of pocket to buy and to do the deal. That was our cash out of pocket. That's the total amount that we contributed to the deal, which, by the way, represents about a 13.34% cash contribution to the deal. What does that mean? It means you're not putting 20% down. You're effectively putting 13.34% down. Now, that $27,750, that cash that you put into the deal, it's still in the deal. And when you sell the property after a year, you're going to get a return of $46,502. But that amount includes the $27,750 that you put in the deal. So you're going to harvest an additional $18,752 above the $27,750 you put into the property. That represents a total net return of 67.57%. It's pretty good. You're making 67% return on your money in a year. But what about that other property, that property that's in that little town of Lithonia, that property where all the numbers seem to be a little bit higher, the after repair value is higher than the property in Jonesboro, the initial purchase price is a little bit higher, it's actually a lot bit higher, the rehab cost is higher, the cash out of pocket, that's the one that's a little bit higher. Oh, and the cash flow is a bit higher also. How does that affect the deal? Well, when I do my analysis on that particular property, what I'm finding is that even though I put $29,500 of my own money into the deal, and that money is sitting in the deal while I have the deal active, when I go to sell that property after a year and a day, my return will be $64,967. That is the return plus the original investment. When I take the original investment out, I'm making an additional $35,467. That represents a 120% return on investment. So let's compare apples to apples here. We're assuming these properties are like kind, and they kind of are. They're in suburbs of the greater Atlanta market. But these suburbs are a little bit different. They're a little bit different. And I'll get into that in a minute. But man, let's look at these return rates that we're getting on these properties. The property in Jonesboro, 67.57% based on my math. But that property over in Lithonia, 120.23% return on investment. And that's just if you hold it for a year. That doesn't include any additional gains that you would make if you held the property for 2 years or 3 years or 4 years or 5 years. Those are additional analysis that you can conduct to see how the property will perform over time. Pretty cool. This real estate stuff is really cool, isn't it? I think it's really cool. I mean, I literally can talk your ear off about real estate investing. And that's kind of what I do here on the radio is I talk your ear off about real estate investing because it changed my life. And it can change your life too. And I will tell you what, we've got this event going on that Lifestyles Unlimited is hosting. This event is an annual event, and we're gonna have this event coming up in May. It's gonna be May 7th through the 10th in Irving, Texas. Now, Irving, Texas is smack dab in the middle of the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex area. And where we're having the event is at the Las Colinas Convention Center in Irving, Texas. We're basically taking over the whole place. And that is very conveniently located to Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport. So why am I bringing this up? Because if you're somebody that is one-stop shopping, if you're somebody that if you're going to learn, you need to immerse yourself into it, this is the event for you. This is where we do everything that we do at Lifestyles Unlimited under one roof. We have investors, we have educators, we have life changers, we have vendors, and we have people like you that are trying to figure out how this real estate stuff can change their life all in one location. Now, here's what I want you to do. I want you to text the word EXPO, E-X-P-O, to 88007. You heard me correctly, 88007. Text the word EXPO to 88007. When you get there, it's going to give you an opportunity to sign up for the EXPO event. As a matter of fact, it's going to give you an additional promo code, which, by the way, is radio, which will take some of the cost off of whatever package you choose to participate in. It's pretty cool. Go to 88007. Get your phone out right now. 88007. Go ahead, plug it in. 88007. Now, in the message portion, type EXPO, E-X-P-O. Press send. Yeah, it's all right there, isn't it? Okay, so let's get into the demographic information about these markets. And here's why we're doing this. What it does for us is it allows us to understand the marketplace. There's a lot of things that we can look at, but what I'm going to do is I'm going to look at basic demographic information and I'm going to compare that information. So let's start with population. According to World Population Review, the population for Jonesboro, Georgia this year is effectively 6,236 people. So it's not very big, but it's not very small either. It had a growth rate of less than 1% annually. And its population has increased by 4% since the 2020 census. What about Lithonia? Is it bigger or is it smaller? Well, it's smaller. It's about one-third the size of Jonesboro. It has a population of 2,531. And according to World Population Review, the population rate in Lithonia is currently declining at a rate of about -1% annually. And its population has decreased by almost -5% since the 2020 census. So you've got one township which appears to be growing and one township that appears to be declining or shrinking. Is that important to you? Well, let's think about that for a minute. How drastic are the growth or the decline rates? They're not drastic. I mean, we're not seeing massive spikes in the numbers. We're seeing steady growth or steady decline. Does that mean that all available renters in the declining marketplace have left? And the short answer is no. I mean, let's put this in perspective. If we are looking to buy one single family rental house, we only need to find one family to rent it to. Now, there just happens to be more people in Jonesboro than there are in Lithonia. But I'm here to tell you, both markets have rental markets. Both markets have people that are engaged in renting property or who are looking to rent property in those marketplaces. So setting your product apart from whatever your competition is important. That's something we'll teach you when you become a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. What about historical rent growth? Have you considered that? Have you done any research to determine how rents are growing in those marketplaces? Because rent growth is something that is important to your calculus when you're determining whether or not a property is going to work for you or it's not. Why do you need rent growth? Because some of the costs associated with you owning and operating that rental property will change, and you're not going to have any control over it. They're market-driven changes. What am I getting at? Property taxes. Property taxes could change. They could go down, highly unlikely, but it does happen sometimes. But the reality is they're probably going to go up. So you need your rent to go up to compensate for that increased cost. What about insurance? Another big expense of being a rental property owner. However, a manageable expense nonetheless. But insurance could go down, but it's probably going to go up. So you have to be able to adjust rents to compensate for that. So let's take a look at the historical rent growth for Jonesboro, Georgia. Historically, rent growth has been about 4.5%. In 2023, rent growth declined a little bit to about 4%. And in 2024, my data is telling me that there was no rent growth in 2024. Is that a problem? Well, that's something you got to figure out, because it may not be a problem. Maybe if you do the research on 2025, maybe you find a different value. Maybe you find the data's come back. Now, here's part of the problem with getting 2025 data. We're not done with 2025, are we? No, we're not done with it. So that data isn't necessarily available because the researchers haven't gone out to calculate it. What about Lithonia? Lithonia historically also has had a 4.5% growth rate. In 2023, it also experienced a slight decline to about a 4% growth rate. But in 2024, the growth rate for rents actually declined minus 1%. Do you see a correlation between rent growth and population growth? I think there's a slight correlation between rent growth and population growth. And here's what I'm finding. I'm finding that Lithonia, the place that has the better asset, the place with the better asset has declining growth, has people moving out of the area, which could affect our rent rates for 2025 and maybe into 2026. Does that concern us? Probably not. And here's why it probably doesn't concern me. Look at what happened in 2024. Take a look at the overall economy of the United States of America. Things were bad. Things were bad in 2024. Prices for everything were going up. There is always talk about recession. As a matter of fact, there is talk about a recession now. Take a look at what the stock market's doing. In my opinion, the stock market is just correcting itself. It is just putting the companies that have been overvalued back at the proper price point. But a lot of you that are invested in the stock market, you don't like that because you're seeing an erosion of the total value of your stock account, which has an impact on you because there's less dollars available to you today than when that stock market was peaking. So what about these properties? Should we buy them? Is the market data telling us to stay away? I don't think so. And here's why. What I do is I evaluate properties and I use the best market data that's available to me in the current marketplace. What I am finding is that I have two assets here, one in Jonesboro and one in Lithonia, that are poised to make me some really good money. I just got to figure out which one makes better sense for me. And if neither one makes better sense for me, then I just move on to the next one. But if I'm sold on the greater Atlanta market, if I think the greater Atlanta market is the place I need to be, how do I determine that? What data do I use to determine whether or not I should be in Atlanta versus, say, San Antonio, Houston, or Dallas? Well, same data I've been giving you this entire radio show. I can look at historical rent growth for the greater Atlanta area, and I can determine that the data that has occurred in the greater Atlanta area is pretty much mirror image to what's happened in those two small suburbs. See, what's happened with population growth or drops or historical rent growth or drops in those two suburbs is also already reflected in the Atlanta data. So there's a lot more data available to you on Atlanta than those two submarkets. So you can get some great information just by analyzing Atlanta. And here's what I'm finding. Historical rent growth in Atlanta was 5%. It dropped down to 4.8% in 2023, and then it dropped to a negative 1.6% year over year in 2024. What did San Antonio do? Pretty much the same thing. Although San Antonio had a spike in 2023 of an 8% rent growth, even though its traditional annual rent growth up to that point was about 4.5%. Houston was chugging along at 4.5% in 2023. It got to 3.5%, and then in 2024, it went stagnant. And you're wondering what happened to San Antonio, because I didn't tell you, right? Okay, it actually experienced a negative 1% historical rent growth rate in 2024. And I think that's in part because it had that big spike in 2023. How did Dallas do? Dallas did 6% traditionally, 7.7% in 2023, with a negative 1% in 2024. The markets that I'm interested in investing in are all doing the similar things. What it really boils down to is me making a decision on what market makes the best sense for me. And then when I get into that market, I buy the right asset that makes the right sense to me. If you want to do what I'm doing, you want to do what the 50,000 members of Lifestyles Unlimited are doing, text EXPO to 88007 and let's get you going.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at LifestylesUnlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.